There's a story with someone named Rev Pupka. Rev Pupka was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. And Rev Pupka said he had a friend named Hirsch Berman. And they were sitting after the Holocaust, Rev Pupka and his friend Hirsch Berman, and they were talking. And Hirsch Berman was in Auschwitz, and many, many, many people we all know passed away in Auschwitz, families murdered, tragedy upon tragedies. And Rev Pupka says to Hirsch Berman, who at that point had children and grandchildren and great grandchildren, and it was by the Seder time. And he said, Hirsch, how happy are you? How amazing is your life? You were in the dark of darknesses, the challenge of all challenges. You lived within death, and now you're sitting in life, in simcha, in happiness, in joy. You're sitting with your wife, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. This must be the greatest siddurim you could have ever imagined in a million years for when you were in Europe. And Hirsch tells him, no, Rev Pupka, these were not my greatest siddurim. Pupka says, what are you talking about? What could be greater than this? He says, you have to understand that my greatest Seder was in Auschwitz. So Pupka says, please do tell. He says, we were in Auschwitz, and as everyone knows, we got maybe a little coffee, a little watered-down soup, and an old crusty piece of bread. And this was obviously pikuach nefesh. Every little calorie you could get, every morsel of food, every liquid, was a matter of life and death. And they absolutely had to get whatever they could. And now, Pesach was coming up. And all the Gedolei Hador, all the Poskim, all the Rabbanim Paskin, that of course you eat the bread because it's a mitzvah of the Chai Bahim. And as hard as it was for a Yid to eat bread on Pesach, they had no choice. Coming up on the Seder night, they had no matzah, they had no maror, and they had no charesis. They said to themselves, what can we do? How can we celebrate the Seder? Where is our ba'avor zeh, our over this, where the matzah and maror are lefanecha? So Hirsch and his friend said, we're going to recite the Seder. We're going to say over this Yis Mitzrayim. We're going to live the ideas. And tonight, to fulfill the Manishtana, our Manishtana will be on this night, just on this night, we will not eat our bread portion from the time we're not allowed to eat chametz. We will not eat those precious calories, that precious sustenance, those little crumbs of life. The Mesiras Nefesh they had was something that we could never imagine in our lives. And they sat around the Seder, which was just dirt floors in some sort of structure, dirty, damp, dark. And they were saying over the Seder. And they got to the line in the Haggadah. And they said, we're free. Men, now we're free men. They all looked around with the same feeling. How are we free men now? Hirsch got up and he said, the Nazis can take away everything from us. They can take away our families. They can take away our friends. They can take away our clothing, our money, our food. There is one thing they can never take away. They can never take away our emuna, our trust, our faith, our connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They can never take away the fact we are souls. They can never take away our connection with God. Hirsch said that was the happiest Seder of his life because he lived true freedom. And true freedom is that you live as an neshama. You live as a spiritual being. You live that this world, cannot do anything to you, cannot affect you, cannot move you, because you don't live in this world. You live as a soul, you live with Hashem, you live with trust, you live with connection. This was the happiest Seder of his life.